Hello, good evening. My name is Walter, and I'm calling. Yes, hello.
Yes.
Good evening. Yeah, my name is Walter. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not saying anything, and I would definitely not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Matthew?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, to start, Matthew, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
26 to 40.
Okay. And what is the primary branch of the trade? Cement
brick mason?
Bricklayer?
Bricklayer, yep.
Okay. Okay, on the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Just a regular bricklayer, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sometimes they repeat itself, but I have to ask you a question. Okay.
I'm just a regular bricklayer, yeah, not a foreman.
Okay, and yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been, you told me that yes, that you are working, but I have to ask you the question. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in the craft? If anything, 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20?
The third one.
0 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in the local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was in this time last year?
About the same.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
About the same.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, were there a steward appointed to by the union, any of them?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government? Or do you not know?
Probably privately.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy on jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Okay. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns?
Dust.
No real safety concerns?
Dust.
Okay. Oh, dust, you said?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person?
Yes,
online? No?
Yes, in person.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Pickering?
No.
Okay. We already have 50%, okay? Who, let me see. In the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, never?
Occasionally.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the ones you are most likely to get your news from. The one you are least likely to get your news from. Friends, the number one is the most likely, and the last one is going to be the least likely. Friends and neighbors, radio, cable news, in the internet or social media, local TV news programming, print online newspaper.
I guess the first one, yeah.
Friends and neighbors?
Yes.
Okay. And number two will be radio, cable news, internet or social media, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper.
No, none of those.
None of those?
No.
Okay, but the thing is that I have to fill it out. I have to go from the first one being the number one priority and the last one being the last.
Yeah, put up those five then or whatever.
Okay, so let's see. Okay. Okay, so I'm done here. Okay, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, immigration, healthcare, support for labor unions, foreign policy, education, jobs and economy, or something else?
Healthcare.
As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
You heard a lot about it, or you heard some about it?
Some.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Very.
Very important?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon?
Democrat.
Okay. As you may know, the union auto workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Auto workers.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Pardon me?
Do you support them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. It's going to strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, strongly disapprove, neither. His job as a president overall.
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Okay. Support for labor unions.
Strongly.
The economy.
Strongly.
Strongly?
Yes.
Okay. Immigration?
Stronger.
Foreign affairs?
Stronger, strongly, whatever it is.
And healthcare?
Same.
Okay. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, neither.
Somewhat,
somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes. I don't have to be, but I am.
Okay, now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president or other offices in November 24? Are you almost certain to vote?
Certain.
Okay.
Certain.
Okay, and in the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrats Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. For whom will you vote?
Biden.
Okay. We're already 80%. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to back, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair? Okay. Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year? And next, what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
More enrollment.
More what, sir?
More enrollment.
More enrollment.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, mail, text, job site, emails?
Meetings.
And how often do you hear from your local unions regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Once a year.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a very strong Democrat?
Very.
Okay. And just for to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Latino Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Matt.
Okay. Thank you, Matt, so much for your time. This concludes our service. I really appreciate you and me your time. So enjoy the rest of the day.
Have a good one, bro.
You too, bro.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks. Hey, I'm away.